Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the Ulama Profile with myself, Ubaidullah Boja. It's always a concern that when so many ulama are passing away in so quick succession, the question always begs, have we benefited sufficient from them? Have we learned what they have learned? Have we valued what they have given to the ummah? And is it such that are we able to love that legacy that these ulama had service the different communities that they were in? And wallahi, it's so important for us to understand that every alim, every senior person, every elder in the family is a valuable asset to society. What they have given, what they have done, the services, the sacrifice, the sincerity of deeds which they have done is something you and I will not be able to understand. Circumstances were difficult those days. It was more challenging. And with that, the service that was done to the Muslim communities, to the societies, to the people at large, is something we have to treasure, not so much only because it has to do with the past, but because we have to love it in the future. And that, my respected listeners, is a great lesson. Every alim, every scholar, every person is valuable. And our dua goes out to all those that are ill and all those that are sickly, especially from our ulama fraternity, being the ulama profile, one of the neighbors of our area and one of the senior ulama of our region, Maulana Limbada Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, is very, very ill. We request the listeners, please, if you could make dua for Maulana. Maulana is not doing too well at the moment. Maulana is in the hospital. We request special, special duas from the listeners of Radio Islam International for Maulana Limbada Sahib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a speedy recovery. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease him from all his difficulty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all his services. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us all. It is definitely something that we have to treasure. We have lost two ulama in this week again. One of the very, very senior, elderly, old ulama of Pakistan. I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce his name, but I think it's called Hazrat Baba Dagai. Something of that sort had passed away, rahimahullah ta'ala. Very elderly alim. Thousands and thousands of people had went to his janaza salah. And he was somebody that was not well known, obviously, to us. But in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was so known, which showed in his mayat with the people that have went for the janaza salah. And the brother of Maulana Rabi Hassan Nadvi rahimahullah, he also had passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with nur. Today we speak about Maulana Israr al-Haq Sahib Qasmi rahimahullah. Maulana Israr al-Haq Qasmi was a very unique personality because his service for deen started from the very basics of a maktab and it went right till parliament. These were the different genres of the community that he served. And it was such that although he served from the maktab right till parliament, his demeanor, his dress, his character was always the same. And that is something that we want to take out in today's lesson. When I was reading some of our past ulama that we profiled, we had done one of the profiles of Maulana Manubari rahimahullah, who was one of the asatidah of Darul Ulum Dioban. His ustad was Maulana Israr al-Haq Sahib Qasmi. Maulana Israr al-Haq, to give you an understanding of the plethora of services that he had done for the community, he was part of the Shura of Darul Ulum Dioband, meaning he was one of the executive committee members of Darul Ulum Dioband. Also, from that, he was one of the Shura members of the court of the Aligarh University. And also, he was a member of parliament from the Parliament of India of 1.2 billion people plus. Maulana was part of the parliament. Then Maulana was involved in the maktabs. Maulana was involved in the building of the masajid. So from the maktab, right level of the children, right up till the parliament level, Maulana was serving. And from those things, Maulana Junaid from India was kind enough to send me quite a bit of information. In one of the articles he said, and the author writes, Akhlaq Baland, Ilm Gehra, Sabancı Gufta. That his character was of a very high level, and his knowledge was very deep, and his tongue was very diplomatic. He was able to articulate what he wanted to say in such a way that he did not harm anybody, or he did not speak ill of anybody, or he did not do it in such a way that left that person feeling very, very downtrodden or bad, but he was able to correct that person. To the extent of his humility, it is said that that topi that he wore when he graduated was the very topi that he wore when he went into parliament. Not the same topi in that way, but the style of the topi, that that dress that he had when he graduated, that simple, amazing, easy kurta that he had wore, was so attached to him and he was so humble. It was the same dress that he had when he went to parliament. This was the simplicity, the humility that stood out from the life of Mawlana Israrul Haq Sahib Qasimi rahimahullah. So Mawlana was such that even in the time when there was great amount of turmoil, you know, in the history of India, even amongst the Muslims, there were many incidents whereby there was a bit of echoing of different sentiments within our own ranks, and it was such that it was a great challenge for many people to be able to weather that storm, because so much was happening, so much was going to and fro. But Mawlana was such, he was able to live it in such a way that he was very straight, he was very particular, not leaning towards one particular side or one particular fraction, and he was able to stand the challenge of the time of not getting involved himself in those things which was not concerning him, or which was of a different viewpoint, or which was from an opposing viewpoint, simply to say that he wanted to stay out of these things. A lesson for you and I, that sometimes, especially in today's time, we see that there is so much that is happening, so much of differences, so much of people pulling on different thresholds. It is important for us to realize that we have to stand a ground which we are not going to be contributing towards the challenges that the Ummah is currently facing. And this is something that we have to realize and understand. Mawlana served at the Jamiatul Ulama Hind as well for many years, more than 10 years Mawlana had served. And Mawlana, when he left the Jamiatul Ulama, he acknowledged, he said, that I was sitting in a particular place teaching, had it not been for Mawlana Ishaq Sahib Madani rahimahullah ta'ala, that seeing the capacity of Mawlana and the capability of Mawlana, he would definitely have been just in one corner serving a small group of people. But Mawlana took Mawlana Israrul Haq Sahib Qasimi rahimahullah, and Mawlana then gave him the responsibility of the Jamiatul Ulama executive, where he was one of the executive members of the Jamiatul Ulama Hind, and he served the Jamiatul Ulama Hind diligently for 10 years with great amount of service and dedication. Understanding full well, Jamiatul Ulama Hind sees over 200 Muslim population. So we must understand, what is it that those people are trying to serve in a community, in a society, which is so much against some of the basic rituals of Muslims. But just understand this. Here's a person who qualified in 1964 in Darul Uloom Dioban. And if we look at his marks, he was always an outstanding student in the days of studies. And thereafter, when Mawlana graduated, to give us an understanding of the services that Mawlana had rendered, and to make us understand how much Mawlana had served the people. He had run a girls' madrasa in a boarding school with 500 girls that were boarding there. With that, Mawlana ran hundreds of maktabs in the different areas where he was. He had been instrumental in the building of more than 300 masajid. He was involved in politics, not just because he wanted to be there for any name, fame or show, but he had a community of Muslims that required a mouthpiece in that particular situation. It wasn't for dubious reasons. Maulana was such that, you know, in the politicians, sometimes we find negative statements about them. Sometimes we find many evils that are present. Obviously, not all of them, in some of them. But yet, Maulana was such that when he was in politics, what the amount of trust, what the amount of amanadari, what the amount of diligence that Maulana had served the people. If you look, he was involved with running of a girls madrasa. He was involved in maktab. He was involved in politics. He was involved in the shura of Darul Uloom Deoband. Maulana had a pen where he would write a weekly article. Many people benefited from that as well. So how much Maulana had served the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what was amazing was Maulana's level of dealing with people at one level. He was not that he was good to a particular group of people because he was involved in politics, and he was not the same with other people because they were villagers. It is said regarding Maulana that the same clothes that he would walk with into parliament with, were the same clothes he would come and see to the maktabs and meet the people of the village. There was no change in him, because obviously there was no change in the heart. And when there's no change in the heart, there would not be that change in the clothing. That is Maulana's way of how he would be able to deal with it, and how he would be able to love his life with that kind of humility, with that kind of easiness and afiyat and goodness as well. One of the recordings that was sent to me again by Maulana Junaid from Iran's At-Tabligh website was Mufti Salman Mansur Puri Damat Barakatuhumul Aliya. Mufti Sahab sent us some time in December already, but unfortunately we were unable to do it at that time. It was not allowed, there was no timing for that. So that is why we just postponed the program for now. He said that I've knew Maulana for a long time, and I've seen Maulana from a very close interaction with Maulana. And I've seen what Maulana had done. And there's a few aspects that I want to bring about regarding Maulana. And that is, Maulana mentions of three things. He said that I have a very close mulaqat and a very close relationship with him. But the impact of that is, whenever you met Maulana, he put a smile on your face. He wasn't a person. He would see you from far. And as far as he would see you, he would give you that smile that even you would feel good. You would feel encouraged. You would want to go and meet him. You would want to go and speak to him. You would want to go and look at him and say, you know what, there is something about this person that I want to talk to him. I want to look at him. I want to be in his company. And he would acknowledge people. Mufti Salman Mansur Puri Damat Barakatum says that one day I met Maulana Asrarul Haq Sahib Qasmi, and Maulana was on a journey, and I was with him. So he said, you know what, I was going for Umrah, and when I went for Umrah, there was one kitab you wrote on Durood. He said, I read that kitab over and over again in my entire safar. And every time I went and I read that kitab, I made dua for you. And I may ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you. Maulana says that normally when you do that, everyone doesn't look at the author, everyone doesn't look at these things, but what happens is that people don't always look, they read the book, they see what's happening. But this Maulana is saying that Maulana Israrul Haq Sahib Qasmi, he said, I made a concerted effort that I made dua for you when I would read your kitab. So acknowledgement is something that we should definitely do. Another thing Maulana had said was that he was such a person that acknowledged others. And he always let other people, he was like a guiding light for people, even in the challenges and even in the situations whereby things were not so conducive for him. There was a time whereby he was in a particular employment, and because of whatever had transpired in that time, he was asked to leave in that employment. So he said, even in that time, when it was brought up, he would say that I was somebody that No one even knew me. I was far away in a village. At least I was acknowledged and I was given the ability to serve. Now that I left, it's not the reason. The fact that they acknowledged me, they understood what was required of me, that is something which I have to understand. Because if it wasn't for them, I would not be able to do so much of the work. And that is how Maulana did not involve himself in the pettiness of what had happened. He looked at the broader picture. He understood that he served for a while. His services were no longer needed. So he then took it and he went and he served other places, other situations. And that is how Maulana then carried on and he loved his life. Another aspect that we learn is that Maulana, in terms of politics, you know, in terms of politics, when Maulana started and he went initially to go and the first year that he stood for elections, he got very few votes. And then that did not perturb him or that did not make him feel down or anything. He persisted, he served the community with such great amount of diligence, with such great amount of fervor, and because of that, in the next elections, he almost got most of the votes of his district that gave him a voice in parliament, and in that way he was able to stand for the rights of the Muslims, and that is something that he always done. It is said that when he was elected in parliament and his party had won, then he went and he told all his people in the different districts that wherever you are, and whatever you are doing, now that we have won, what we want you to do is that in terms of, not a celebration, but in terms of acknowledgement of what was done, we want you to go and give some sort of a dawat and have some sort of a meal because we have won the elections. So this in itself is something, I mean, if you win something, you would go, you would do that, and it would be something that everyone does, because they had won the election. But then after that, Maulana said, but in your invitation, invite the poor people of your area. And you tell me when the invitation is going to happen, I will make it a point that I will come for that invitation to be with the poor. So even in our winning, we will make the poor part and parcel of our celebration. It is the poor that gave us the support. And in turn, Maulana was then those people that served the poor in the area very much so. So then that way there was great amount of rapport between Maulana and the politics and the poor people he had served. Along with that, one of the other things that Maulana had done that was a standout in terms of his quality was the fact that Maulana was always encouraging to people to serve. He would encourage people to serve in whichever way they were or whichever situation they were serving. He would always encourage them to serve. And he would always be a person who would inspire you if you were doing something, if you were involved in something. Maulana would never run you down, undermine what you were doing. But he would travel, he would go meet people, he would encourage people. And in that way, he would make it such that people would be able to be inspired by Maulana's interaction rather than feel this man is so big, he's such a great personality, what happens to us, he would be at that level, encouraging, motivating, especially the younger ulama, and especially those that he would interact with. So just a recap of what we had discussed, and just a recap of what had transpired, is we spoke about Maulana Israr al-Haq Sahib Qasimi, rahimahullahu ta'ala. Maulana Israr al-Haq was a member of parliament. Maulana Israr al-Haq Sahib was a member of the executive of Darul Ulum Dioban. He was also involved in the executorship of the court of the Aligarh University. Maulana was such that he had great character, deep knowledge, and he had a very moderate and a very diplomatic tongue in which he would deal with people, and he had a pen that would be able to capture the hearts of many. Maulana was such that he served the Jamiatul Ulama. He was teaching in Bihar as well. He had a maktab for a madrasa for girls, which was a boarding school, which had about 500 girls. He ran hundreds of maktabs. He went to more than, he was instrumental in the building of more than 300 masajid. He qualified and graduated in 1964 in Darul Uloom, Dioband. He was involved in politics as well. He served people of the area very, very well as well. Some of the qualities that stood out to us, that he was a person who always cherished relationships with people. It was such that he was always encouraging towards the next person. He was like a guiding light. And the Jamiatul Ulama, in his service when he was there, he guided them tremendously in what they had done. And he was an exemplary in the field of politics, which many, many people had benefited from, and many people had acknowledged. And the services that Maulana had given were definitely par excellence. We're going to just stop it there. I just need to attend a funeral, one of the revert Muslims that were reverted, alhamdulillah, at the Masjid al-Salam. He had passed on, let Allah know his best. Imagine, he was a revert Muslim. He was serving in the army. His hand was actually shot off. I'm not exactly sure how. With an AK-47 or a bomb or something. And he would come there and he would be at the madrasa and he would endeavor to learn. And with that, he was starting to learn and he was learning for a very long time. And he had passed on. Allah Ta'ala had given him a Friday maut. So we can well imagine these people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses, how special they are in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala make it such, when we leave this world, we have a complete, a death with complete afiyat. We have a death with complete iman bil khair, a husnul khatima, a good living this world. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from each one of us. This most definitely is what we endeavor to, that when we leave this world, we must leave this world in such a way whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with us. And Allah has forgiven all our shortcomings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us for that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability to do. Just a reminder, inshallah, next week we will endeavor to do of Mufti Patel rahimahullah of Azadwal. Thereafter, we will have a 2-hour slot on Maulana Yunus Patel sahab rahimahullahu ta'ala. So we can just see, inshallah, how we would be able to work the program. It will be a call-in program for the listeners, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from one and all, from myself, Ubaidullah Bawja. Once again, apologies for the program. I just have to attend to a funeral. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.